So, women are happier without kids. I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. According to a new study by a behavioral scientist at the London School of Economics, the happiest people overall are women who aren't married and don't have kids. They also live longer than married mothers and are healthier than them. He found that even though there's a lot of social pressure to get married and have kids, all the data shows that's not what's actually making women the happiest in their lives. He found that married men, though, are happier and live longer than single men. So for guys, it's good to get tied down with that good old ball and chain. But women, you're happiest, Alex, probably right now.
I feel like this might be true temporarily. Like, I believe that this research is true. I believe that right now we're in a society that isn't placing a big value on children. And so I think what's happening is that women are, well, people in general, but especially in this case we're talking about women, we are, instead of putting a value on giving life and creating children, we are compromising them or exchanging children for cheap substitutes. And so temporarily, we're like, wow, well, I love just, you know, focusing on my career. I like putting energy into my pet. I like putting energy into things. You know, I have a nice car. I have a nice house. I have hobbies that I enjoy doing. I love working out. We're putting all of our focus and energy into things. But these items or these things or your career, these are things that like cannot give you unconditional love or give you the opportunity, I should say, to give unconditional love to them. So like you're never giving yourself the opportunity. Like the point of unconditional love is that you're putting your faith into something that it could betray you. But like that's an exercise as a human being to still love them unconditionally anyway. And that's what we do with children. Your dog is never going to betray you. You know what I mean? Like things like that. And so when we just like Seattle right now, they have more pets in Seattle than children. So there is in
they
society,
have a lot more things in Seattle than they do children.
Well, oysters too, probably pot. But like, I just feel like we're living in a society where we don't put any value on life in the beginning, and we're not putting value on life in the end. And then people are just using all these cheap substitutes. And long term, we're going to see really, really detrimental effects of this in society.
Do you think you'll be happier than one day when you're married and have kids? You think you'll be happier than you are now, single Alex?
Yes.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Live the web, girl. What do you want to say?
I feel like that is a very obvious question, I feel like, for Alex, because she talks about wanting to have a family and like wanting to have a husband like so bad. Like that's her number one priority. That's just what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like, and this is coming from someone who, you know, very much so enjoys not having kids right now, but I do feel like she is right, because I have friends who are like, I don't know, you know, if I'll ever want to have kids, because they enjoy being able to be selfish, and they enjoy being able to take trips that they want to take and spend their money on things that are just them. But I do agree, like in the long run, you being surrounded by a family that you have created, and is that like, you know, they're little like spawns of you and like your loved one. I feel like there's no greater joy in life than that when that comes up. So like, yes, maybe right now you're happier spending money on like trips and just like being able to be selfish and focusing on you. But in the long run, not having a family, I think, is going to like make people really sad one day and like regretful one day.
I mean, I can see where that's coming from. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but maybe everybody's different. I got a friend that she's 45 and she never wants to have kids, and maybe her life would be different. She'll never probably know because she isn't going to have them. But she's like, I am so happy just the way I am. Like, I don't want that. And I don't know. Everybody says kids are great, but then you hear about moms after having their kids. There's so much that they suffer with. There's a lot of pressure on them. Is that maybe a good thing not to have the family, not to have all that stress and that pressure on you if it really negatively impacts you?
I think maybe day to day, people who don't have kids and people who are single, you know, moment to moment might be happier, just because kids and a marriage brings a lot of stress. But I think your overall happiness, and like when you like look back at your life, your overall happiness is better.
Allison's on the Joe and Alex show, 833-JOE-ALEX. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Maybe you actually have been on both sides of the coin too. But Allison, what did you want to say?
I think that it's different kinds of happiness. Like, sure, there are times that I wish that I could go back to my early 20s and, you know, when I didn't have a care in the world and, you know, go out drinking with my friends. But now, you know, I'm 30, married with two kids, and it's a completely different kind of happy. Yes, it's stressful, but at the end of the day, you know, there's nothing better than hearing, I love you too, Mommy, before bed.
Okay, so that's your experience right there. Do you think that you're alone, or you think other people are the same way? Because according to the scientist, he says women are happier because all the stress that it brings. I mean, of course, kids are awesome, but there's all kinds of stress that goes along with that.
I don't think I'm alone at all. I don't. I think the majority is going to be with me on this one.
All right, cool. And I kind of feel like it's the same way. I find it interesting that that's what the scientists out of London claims. Their research shows that. And obviously, it's anything that's in life. It's social pressure to have these things and to do those things that make you feel that way. But I just was wondering if there's actually anybody that listens to the Joe and Alex show, like, you know what? I kind of was a little bit happier.
I think I would be interested to see what the research of this shows in the next 10 to 20 years, because if you look at places like China, who put a ban on families, they could only have one child. They had a one child per family rule. So people were killing their children and leaving them in the woods and all this. Their orphanages were overfilled and all this stuff because there was a law that you could only have one child. Now they're experiencing, now they've upped it to now families can have two children per family because they're experiencing all these population problems and all of this kind of stuff. There's been all of these effects on society now, and that law that they could finally have two children per family was just changed in the last couple of years.
Lindsay, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say? Let me try that again. Lindsay, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi. When I was younger, like in my late 18s, I was like, I'm going to be married by 20, 21, have three kids, and just be super happy. And I'm 27, and I'm married. And I don't know if I ever want kids. I finally, growing up, I grew up into who I was and became who I was as a person. And I love just being by myself and with my husband and just doing what we want to do. Now, maybe one day down the way, 5 years from now, I'll want kids. But as of now, like, I'm happy. And I don't think I'll ever suffer from not having kids because he has two kids. So, I mean, maybe one day, but maybe not.
Well, if he has two kids, I kind of feel like you have kids then. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't birth them, but they're there.
And I don't think, let me just say this, I don't think that every single woman has a calling to be a mother. But I do think that there is a warped thing going on in our society where they're making women feel like children are burdens and not blessings. And that is going to have some very, I think, negative long-term effects.
Hey, Lindsay, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Where do we have this up on social media so people can continue the conversation?
Twitter at Joe and Alex Show and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
God, that mic sounds terrible. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.